welcome to Speaking Out Against Domestic Abuse. Me, your host, Gina Lazzardi. My goal with Speaking Out Against Domestic Abuse is to educate, empower, and support you on your journey to achieving only healthy relationships in your life. On this episode of Speaking Out Against Domestic Abuse, I want to talk to you about how to extract the lesson in order to break free. Have you ever heard that saying, going around that same mountain? Let me tell you, I have traveled around the same mountain so many times, I wore a path around it. Making the same mistakes, staying stuck in the same old patterns, attracting the same type of people, and the same drama. We stay going around that same path, around the same mountain, because we haven't learned the lesson. Here's a tip. When you are going through something or find yourself repeating the same things over and over again, I want you to stop and ask God, what are you trying to teach me here? Because until you learn what he's trying to teach you, he will keep continuing to take you around that same mountain. Nothing ever goes away until it has taught us what we need to know. When you notice that the same pain points keep coming up, when you realize you keep dating the same type of guy or girl, the wrong type, ask yourself, did you learn the lesson you were supposed to last time? Or did you just run away from whatever issue there were? Did you unpack the dirty laundry from your past? Or did you just shove it into a suitcase? Until you extract the lesson and do the work on yourself, you will be a repeat offender at your own expense. You can run, but you can't run from yourself and your own insecurities and self-doubt. There has been so many times in my life, I just wanted to run far, far away and start over. Sadly, deep down I knew that running from a place or a person wasn't going to help me, because I knew I couldn't avoid the pain I was running from. That pain was in my head and in my heart, and it would follow me until I faced it. No matter how far you try to run, you put distance on a map between you and a place or a person, but you can't distance yourself from yourself. If you are trying to run from a relationship, or if your mountain in a relationship, I want you to know this. Relationships, good or bad, reflect what's going on inside of you. If you feel unworthy of happiness or respect, or you keep finding partners that treat you poorly, it is because you don't accept yourself or your worth. You haven't unpacked your past hurt, whatever it is. It could even be from your childhood. Once you have learned that lesson, you will no longer accept or settle for relationships you know isn't right for you. As much as you would like to learn the lesson without the pain, you can't. You didn't learn fire was hot until you put your hand on the flame. You didn't learn love could break your heart until you fell in love. You had to live through the pain in order to learn, so that you could move forward and know what you know now. The quicker you learn the lesson God is trying to teach you, the sooner you will be able to move on. If you find yourself going around that same old tired mountain in your life, do yourself a favor and ask God, what are you trying to teach me? Once you have learned that lesson, be grateful for the experience, because good, bad, or indifference, it is making you into a better person, a wiser person, and a happier person moving forward. To learn more on this subject, you can go to my blog, and I will list that below. And I would like to close with saying thank you from the bottom of my heart. And if you would like to partner with me or sponsor one of my episodes, please contact me at speakoutgetoutstayout@gmail.com. And always I ask that you like, share, and subscribe to Speak Out Against Domestic Abuse, so that you are one of the first people to get the information I put out. And until next time, be bold, be brave, and always be safe.